Brothers and sisters, today's topic for Treasures for the Soul is The Blessing of the Firstborn, Part 2. We should treasure our precious identity as the firstborn of God. In the Old Testament times, according to Deuteronomy chapter 21, the firstborn receives a double portion of the inheritance. The New Testament speaks of our heritage. Revelation 21 says that we, the ones who conquer, will have this heritage. Romans chapter 4 says that we will be the heirs of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says that all things are ours. Romans chapter 8 says that we are fellow heirs with Christ. With the Lord Jesus, God graciously gives us all things. What we inherit is much more than just a double portion of the inheritance. In fact, we've inherited the greatest blessing in the whole universe.
I encourage you to read all the Bible passages about the firstborn. The Lord will open your eyes. Since we are the firstborn, shouldn't we understand more about it? This important position and identity are related to our lives now and through eternity. I treasure these Bible passages so much. It says so clearly that we are the church of the firstborn. Let's first look into the double blessing for the firstborn. Let's read Deuteronomy 21, verses 15 to 17. If a man has two wives, the one loved and the other unloved, and both the loved and the unloved have borne him children, and if the firstborn son belongs to the unloved, then on the day when he assigns his possessions as an inheritance to his sons, he may not treat the son of the loved as the firstborn in preference to the son of the unloved, who is the firstborn, but he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the unloved, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the firstfruits of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. Here, it says clearly that the firstborn receives a double portion of the inheritance. For example, if there are two sons, the inheritance would be divided into three portions, and the firstborn would receive two portions. It's so precious that the firstborn inherits the biggest portion of the inheritance. As for us, we inherit much more. It's so wonderful that we are fellow heirs with Christ. Revelation also mentions the heritage. Let's read Revelation 21, verse 7. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. The one who conquers are Christians with faith who truly believe in the Lord. That's you and me. The word firstborn is not mentioned here, but we know that we are the children of God, the firstborn, who will have this heritage. The heritage refers to what was mentioned in previous passages. It's so wonderful. Let's read Romans 4, verse 13. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Here, it says we are the heirs of the world. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 21 to 23 read, So let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Let's go to Romans 8, verses 15 to 17. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. In the latter part of the same chapter, it reads, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says we are to judge the world and angels. How glorious! We are fellow heirs with Christ, inheriting what is the Father's. What we've received is more than a double portion of blessings. Exodus chapters 11 to 13 mention this again and again.